What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about how do you get the big things done, the big desires that are in your heart. But then we break it down into small, teeny tiny steps and find the achievement over a period of time. And how do we hit deadlines? How do we make sure these things happen? How do we get past discouragement when we fall off the path? All these things we're going to discuss and more so that you can achieve big things right now by making it small steps. Let's jump in. Today, we're kind of piggyback off our last episode where we talked about our application, the More Business, More Life community, where we break things into small steps. And that brings us to today. How do you make big things happen? Well, how do you do that? You break it into small, little, teeny pieces, one step at a time. And so we get delusional sometimes. I know I have, because I'm such a visionary, like I think of the big thing that I want, and then you get stuck and you get really slow because you're trying to do this big thing. Well, we got to break it down into the small steps. It's like we've had clients in construction, and if you want to build a house or a building, you don't go on your to-do list and say, I'm going to build a house today. Tomorrow, I'm going to build a house. What are you doing on Thursday? Building a house? Yes, that's a true statement, but are you really? Chances are you might be grading the land. You might be getting it flat for the foundation to get set. And then even the foundation has lots of steps. You got to frame the foundation. I mean, even before that, you have to have an architect draw it up so that it can match what we're doing. We have to have plans. Ideally, you would have a plan to build this. And then each of the steps, and I could go even more detailed, but this is what happens one step at a time, right? And so that's it. So I guess the question for the team here, Stephanie, Melissa, and Giovanni have joined me as many times we all try to co-host this. And what we're looking at is how do we get these big things done and have it work in small steps? So I guess the question is, when in our life do we get delusional? Maybe we could start there, because we just want everyone else to know you're not the only one. So many people get down on themselves and they're like, oh, I'm just not doing it. And you have these big visions and then it's not happening. And chances are it's trying to take too big of a bite. You're not right sizing the activities. So when in your life my question to everyone here, when in your life have you done that? And you realize, oh my gosh, I'm taking way too big of steps. And two, what happened when you right-sized? So maybe that transition, like looking at it the way it was before, and then when you started to right-size your activities, what happened? It's a double-ended question. Go.
I'm probably the wrong person for this because I struggle. I think I've always struggled. I think I'm getting better, but in the past I struggled with just breaking things down because I was always so curious about people. And I think the three of you, because you're like, there's so much to do. Like everybody has to-do lists. I'm like, wow, I have like nothing. Like I can't think of things to do. Like logically, yes, I know there's things to do, but I always get stuck over just like, I don't know what to do. So I'm actually poised to just sit back and relax on this one and listen to y'all, if I can bring some of that out. Because, and I always love the lesson that you teach on this. The one thing to win is what I always remember it as. I just heard this term too, single tasking, which I love because we all multitask. And so like single tasking, like, so breaking it down. So yeah, I'm really curious to hear from you, from the, I want to say you guys, from all of you, going from that big end goal and then breaking it down to the like what you should be doing in your daily, because that seriously, it fascinates me because my mind doesn't work that way. And so just when I see people like who can do that, I'm like, wow, that's a talent. That's pretty amazing.
Think of. I love how Giovanni just totally deflected that because he's always the one doing all the tasks. And then it's like, I don't know how to do that. It's like,
Call them out.
so if I can interrupt on that, it's because I don't have a plan. Like it just, and Stephanie brought divine
gets messages.
intervention.
He's like, do this. Oh, I'm gonna go
Literally,
over here
I'm
and
like,
do
oh, I should
this.
just. It kind of does. It kind of does. I'm like, oh my God, it just kind of comes like, oh, we should probably try to do that. And that's probably not the best route to go. It's like Steve always saying, you plant one seed and you just wait for that one seed to grow. It's like if you have a structure to it. So like I do get things done, but it's usually most of the time is like we'll be doing a meeting or something, like say something like, oh yeah, let's do it now. Cause if I don't do it now, then and this is a topic for another podcast, but like is if I don't do it then like I will forget about it. My mind will just like, whoop, there it goes. And so if I don't either do it then or write it down, but even if I do write it down, it goes out.
I love it.
So it is kind of defining, like there's no rhyme or reason with me, and it drives probably a lot of
Actually,
people
it
crazy.
doesn't because usually when you do something, you're doing it right now and then it's already done. So it doesn't drive anybody crazy because you already get it done. But I was just going to say, I think I always think of the like if you're trying to declutter your house, for example, and a lot of people will say, just start in one room. But starting in one room is still actually can be too big. And so then I started going, okay, you start with maybe one drawer or one part of the desk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're doing your office, because I think a lot of people, everybody's bite size might be a little bit different. And so maybe somebody can take a whole day or whatever time frame and do their whole office, but it depends on how much it's cluttered, right? So I think a lot of times we forget to really right size the bite and figure out how much we really can do in the time frame that we need. And so if it's like 10, 15 minutes, I got 15 minutes, I'm gonna do this. And be happy and kind of note that as a success, as opposed to, oh man, I didn't get the whole office done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get caught up in that because we're saying the one thing is so big that we don't realize how many little things that we just accomplished, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it adds up, right? You're just getting to that add up. And I think you're right. Like you need to know. So I always take this back to a food metaphor. If you take too big a bite and you choke, and someone has to give you the Heimlich maneuver, right? Like to get whatever's dislodged so you can breathe, then chances are you're going to take a smaller bite. Like I'm just going to guess, wild, wild guess. You're probably going to take a smaller bite. You might even sit the rest of the meal out if it was that traumatic, right? And then you're going to remember not to take such a big bite. But why in business do we think, oh, I'm going to clean my whole house on Thursday? My whole house. We're going to spring clean from 2 to 4. Yeah. Maybe that works for someone. So that works like in an analogy where you're cleaning all the time. So, like when I've consulted for restaurants, they'll do the regular cleaning every day and then they'll take one thing, like we're going to clean all the hoods in the kitchen one night. Another night we're gonna like lift all the cushions and clean under there. So they add one spring cleaning thing every day. So that's another way to break it down to small steps. So you could clean your house every day. So if you have a system or procedure like that, I found this with a landscaper. Like the first landscaper I hired, I got sunburned because I like was trimming my whole yard, trimming the hedges, trees, getting everything organized. I got sunburned. It took me the whole day. And I had a young family at that time. And I'm like, oh man, I just wasted the whole day now doing that. And then the neighbor had a landscaper. So the next time I saw the landscaper, I said, hey, how much to add my house on? And then I watched them. They did the regular stuff every week, but then they trimmed one hedge and one tree every week. Like, so every week they did like 52 things in a way. You could think of it that way. Oh, let me break this down into 52 steps. And then we can fit one thing a week. And then every year that hedge is getting trimmed. You know, so I guess that goes back to Melissa's, like, what's the right size for you? We don't know the size of your mouth. Some people could take a big bite. Some people could take a small bite. So it does have to come back to you doing a little trial and error. And so my thing on that, Melissa, is to reset. Give yourself permission. When you take too big of a bite, you need to notice it. You need to say, okay, that was too much. I thought I could do the whole room in one day. Nope. Okay, let me break that into 5 steps and do a little bit each day. Or maybe it needs to be 30 days. I'm gonna get that room done during this month. And so then I'm going to give myself 30 days to do a little bit each day. What is it for you? We don't know. We're not dictating that, but we are saying to what Giovanni, what did you call it? Single focus, single task. Yeah. What's the one
single
thing?
Tasking.
Single yeah. Tasking. Single. Like, what's the one thing single that you're going to do today? And if you do that, that's where momentum comes, right? Then every day you're doing one more thing. And then it becomes a new habit instead of having to wait. It's like if you didn't do any dishes in your house until every cabinet was empty. Holy crap, that'll be a bad day, right? But if you clean after the meal, it's done.
So now I'd like to add or ask on that then, because I put it in our chat. I was just like putting some notes down for us. So we have our big goal. Right, whatever we want to make our big goal, CEOs, entrepreneurs, founders, getting more clients, reaching certain revenue. So then we have that big goal. We start breaking it down, right? Chunking it down. So once we get to the day level, the one thing to win for the day, the task, how do we know what the right task is? And then we're not just doing something that's creating busyness, but we're actually doing the proper work that's actually going to move the needle. Because if you have this big goal, you break it down, but then you're breaking down the wrong things. At some point it gets lost and you're like, okay, I'm just going to check emails all day. And like, this is my one thing. And like, that doesn't move the needle of getting you new clients or whatever the goal is. So how do you know what's going to move the needle and what's the right thing and not getting distracted?
Well, I guess if I jump in first and then Stephanie and Melissa, if you have anything to add, but I think the question that I ask, what would have to happen? So let's say we have a big thing and it's going to take a year. What would I have to do every month, or what would have to happen in a month to have that happen? And then I usually write those things down. So if it's something that's that big, it's going to take a year, then you kind of break it into 12 steps, right? Just thinking out loud, right? And this is a rule of thumb, right? Every project is going to be different. Like maybe you only have 6 months. Okay, well, how do I break that into 6 steps? Then take those steps. And then how do I break that, each of those steps down into 4? Because if we just say there's an average of 4 weeks per month, then what would I have to do each week to make that month become true? So that's how I'm thinking, like, to make that true, what would have to happen? So then this kind of tests it. Then if you go to the day, okay, what do I have to do if I'm going to work 5 days a week? Maybe you're going to work 4, maybe you're going to work 3. I've even designed 2-day work weeks just because I wanted to, and it does make balloons, but it makes it happy. But I did that just to prove that I could do it the opposite way. So I said, I'm going to work 2 days and take 5 off, and I'm going to be in a different country when I do that. So I'd be like traveling with my family and I'd be in like Barcelona, and I would work 2 days and then spend 5 like going and see Gaudí's work and all the architecture. You should do that if you haven't been to Barcelona. Amazing stuff. So side, I digress. Squirrel moment. So then I get to the 5 things that I need to do that week to make that week true. So then listen to that again. If I do one thing each day for 5 days, then that makes my week become true. Then I accomplish the week goal. Then if I do that 4 weeks in a row, then I make the month true. And if I do those for whatever period of months need to get the big task, then I make the project true? So you have to ask yourself, so this goes back to the email, like if I'm checking email, am I actually doing the thing that's going to make the next step accomplished? So you have to kind of work backwards, and I can't give you the detail, like, because I don't know your project, I don't know the timeline, but I can tell you this works. So you have to ask yourself, if I want to finish this in 6 months, what would have to happen every month for that to be true? And then each of those months, what would have to happen each week to make that month true? And for each day, what would have to be done to make that week become true? And if you can hit those milestones, and then also watch, because there might be a week where you're like, oh crap, that didn't work. Oh crap, I gotta, what else am I gonna do? And then that's where coaching comes in, because then you could ask someone else, hey, what I thought didn't work, can you help me? Like, so there's two things that I always say if you want to be successful. One, is it simple? And what you're talking about, Giovanni, is simplifying it down to the one task that you're going to get done every day that's going to equal the greater good. So we need to simplify. And two, can you actually do it? If you can't, you got to learn. You got to go hire someone to teach you, or read about it, learn about it, or you just hire someone else. So the last part is tracking. You've got to set this plan, but then you got to track it. And if you get to the end of the day and you didn't move anywhere near close, then don't check email tomorrow, because obviously that didn't work today. Does that help, Giovanni?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast. And Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners, and Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky.
As you were talking about that, I was just thinking about how that is one of the things that was so big for me, just to open up my mindset around being able to do this, taking something so big that seemed not unachievable, but very far away. And like, how the heck am I going to have this thing? And what do I do now? And I've seen us do it with our clients. You did it with me when we first started working together. I was like, what is that big goal? Whether it's doubling your income or getting a certain number of clients, or we just did this with one of our private clients where they want to double and go to $2 million within a year. So we had to work backwards and look at, okay, well, what is the lifetime value of a new client for you? And then how many of those do we need to add each month to reach that goal, to bring on an additional $1 million in the next 12 months? And then breaking that down to, okay, this is how many per month we need to bring in. This is how, what are the daily activities we need to do every day so that we, as you said it, like make that true, that we're bringing on 4.5 new clients every month. And if you do that, then you hit that goal. So it's, yes, you always have that like in the future and you're looking towards and you're aiming for it, but it's really about, did I do that thing every day that I know I needed to do? And that's where the tracking comes in, like making sure that you're checking those boxes and focusing on those small things that you can control. And then that all adds up over time. And it's even goes back to, I love this story that you share of like reading a book or a course that you were doing. And it's like, okay, I could only read 2 pages a day. But by the time the course was up, you were the only one that had actually read the whole book. It's because we think of it like, oh, I'm going to do this small thing and it's not going to make an impact if I just do a little bit every day. But little things compound over time. But it is 100% that looking backwards to go, oh, I actually can do this. I can make this happen if I put a little bit into it each day. And to your point, Giovanni, about like, how do we then not get distracted? Well, that's the first thing we have to do every day. And if you do that thing every day, what's done, then it kind of frees you up to work on other things or spend more time with your family or whatever that is. And so that's how we let people know, like you can have more business and more life, because what the big thing, the one thing to win is, and you do it, not that you're done, but you're advancing towards your goal.
Yep.
And I think we talked about it in, I guess it'll be last week's episode by the time this one airs. But I think consistency is key. Just doing that small thing every day makes a huge difference. It's like when people tell me that if you just walk every day, right? Just take a walk, 30 minutes a day, whatever. It makes a difference over time. I may not drop 40 pounds in a month, but it actually is healthier for you, right? If you're doing something consistently every day, as opposed to trying to binge watch or binge on whatever it is all the time. And then you stop doing it, and then you start, then you stop again. And so I think that consistency, and I think a lot of people struggle with that. I mean, I'm sure most of us struggle with something that we're not consistent in all the time. But if you can focus on that right thing that Stephanie's talking about, that's the thing that you really want. And it creates the life that you want, because that's where you're going. That is your target.
I love that, Melissa. And I want to add one thing to it that I think could help a lot of people listening to this. I think where we get stuck is that we don't do it, right? So you set that goal, you're going to do it, and maybe even you're consistent for a week, and then you fall off. Instead of saying, okay, I'm going to reset and I'm going to start over tomorrow. Instead of doing that, most of us get all guilty and shame on ourselves, and we feel bad. And then we're like, I just can't do it. I'm not consistent. We start speaking all these words. And then that's true. You're going to have that be the truth in your life, because that's what you said. And you are powerful. You are spelling words into existence. You are casting magical spells in your life, whether you want to or not. And so if you say some crappy thing about yourself, then you're doing it. And if you do that over and over and you're like, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Then yeah, you're right. You can't. But if you say I can do it, and you let yourself reset, you see, if you have a New Year's resolution once a year, the average New Year's resolution, last time I looked at it up, it was told to me from another speaker, 8 days. That's the average number of days people survive in a resolution. Like what you're talking about, Melissa, like if I want this new thing in my life, most people can get 8 days. That's it. Some people get less, some people get more, but average 8 days. Wow. So then you're going to wait all the way until next New Year's, January 1st. A lot of people do. Oh, well, what if you did it every month? Every month you reset. Now you'd get, what is that, like 96 days or something? I don't know. What's 8 times 12? Somewhere around there. That still sucks. That's like still less than a third of our life. So what if you reset every week? Now you could get somewhere, right? Well, I want to take it one step further. What if you reset every day? Every day you say, okay, this is what worked well, and this is what did not work well, and this is even what was ugly, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. And then say, okay, what am I going to do tomorrow to make it better? And if you do that every single day, that's the thing to be consistent of. If you want one thing to be consistent of, reflect every day about what was good and what wasn't good, and then choose a new thing to do tomorrow, like a whole new resolution. It doesn't have to be brand new. It could be minute little difference, but just make that little difference every single day and let that be the most important. If we want one thing to win, do that. And then you're right-sizing every single day. You keep making the right bite. So it's perfectly the perfect bite. So you don't choke. You get enough flavor. Everything's good. You want that perfect bite every day. And if you just get good at that, you could do anything, anything, anything in the world, anything. That's it. So hopefully that helps right-size your day. Last thing to add, I know we're coming to the end of our time. Anybody want to add any last thoughts before we wrap up this episode?
Solid. You guys have expanded my mind and the capabilities and possibilities of distilling big things and creating my task list.
Yeah.
To one thing. Okay.
And do that in the morning, Giovanni. If you do the one thing in the morning before you have your midday meal break or snack, then you could do whatever you want the rest of the day, like almost quite literally, right? I mean, I know we all have certain responsibilities, especially if you're a family man like Giovanni. I mean, there's some things you can't just say, I can do anything I want. Oh, whoops. Sorry, daughter. No, you can't do that exactly, but you kind of can. You know, like, so if you got the one thing done in the morning, then you could spend the rest of the day with your family and still be more productive than the average person. Let that sink in. That's huge.
I'm just going to add one thing, because I think when we talk about the one thing, the corporate side of me comes back and go, I can't one thing. That's like, I got to do way more than one thing a day. But I think one of the reasons we focus on CEO entrepreneurs is we need people to slow down.
Yeah.
And so I think by simply focusing on what is the one thing a day, you actually have the power to impact the world in a different way. So I'll just leave it at that.
And the bigger your organization, the more one things are getting done. So, and we have done this, and Melissa knows, you know, we've gone in, let's say a smaller business to start, right? Like, just to throw this out, like one company that this is a personal story of mine, that about 64 employees. And at first the CEO was thinking like you, Melissa, this isn't possible, but they saw something in me to entertain it. I worked with him to get to where he could do this. And then he came back from a holiday and I said, how's it going? He's like, oh my God, I'm making better decisions. I'm getting more done. I feel better. I'm getting, like, when I go home, I'm present with my family. Like, everything's better. And I said, awesome. How would you feel if every one of your employees could say that? What you just said, every single one of them. And I just got quiet and he got quiet and he was thinking and he's like, oh my gosh, I get it now, Steve. I get it. And that's what we did. And in 18 months, they doubled the company. Doubled the company. So I've done this. And people will call us on it. They'll be like, you can't do that. Well, you can't. Until you learn these new ways of doing things. I can tell you right now, with dozens and dozens of stories, that we can do one thing to win. And we could double, triple, and we even have quadrupled some companies. So, and the results were on their doing. I'm not taking credit for all that. They all took action, but they used these fundamentals. So that's, but you're right, Melissa. We've been trained that that's not possible, but that those distractions actually what makes us lose our life. So then you do like 18 things and yeah, you do move the business needle and you are succeeding in business, but you're losing your life. And that's what More Business, More Life is about. We're not doing that. We're not playing that game anymore. We're going to do the one thing that's going to move the business needle. So we still hit our KPIs and all the measurements that we need. And we get to go home and be parents and travel and learn music and go dance and have a great meal and cook a meal for and invite our neighbors over for dinner because you have time for that too. That's what this is about. Well, Stephanie, any last things? I know we went even longer because I started talking more. I'm just noticing the time.
I think there's a lot of freedom in this approach to just plan in that way and work in this way. And not only do you know that you're hitting your goals, like that takes off some of the pressure, some of the stress, some of the worry, which is really what it's all about. So,
yeah. That's it. That's it. I appreciate all that. One final story, and then we're going to close this out. When I wrote my first book, I was trying to write it for 3 years. It never happened. Then I finally hired a coach. And then my biggest fear he found with me, he's like, why have you not done it? I said, well, I got my life pretty good. And I felt like if I write this book, then I'm going to take away time from my kids. So it was like adding something to what was already working scared me because I had finally gotten what I wanted. So then he said, okay, fair enough. We're going to have like one or two things you have to do each week for the next 6 months. And we're going to get your book done. So we did that. Halfway through, I was being the delusional person like Melissa was talking about, like, oh, it's not working. I'm not getting enough done. And I called in panic. I said, hey, man, how are we going to finish this? Because we also had a deadline now. We had a launch date and everything. I owed people my book now. Like, I actually owed, and he did that on purpose too, right? Because now I had a deadline. And then I said, we're not going to finish. The old CEO of me came out and then he said, did you do the two things this week that I said? And I said, yes. And he said, then hang up and go play with your kids. And I'm like, what? like, no, didn't you hear me? We're not going to get done. He said, did you do the two things? He said, you're not hearing me. Did you do the two things? I'm like, yes. He's like, then hang up and go play with your kids. And I was like, okay, fine. If we don't finish, it's on you. And I hung up. And we did finish on time. See, if you map it out and you only have to do two things a week to get your book done in 6 months and you map that out, then you'll do it. And then on January 26th, 2016, my book hit number one in 4 countries and 14 categories. And that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have that coach. So I guess a two-parter to this, you can break it down to small steps and achieve your goal. And two, you can ask for help. If you're not sure how to break it down into the smaller steps, ask for help. I hope this is good for all of you. Lots of love and big hugs. Please always tell us what you gained from these episodes. And if you want more of this, text WOW, W-O-W, to 72,000, 72,000, 72,000. And then you will get free access to the More Business, More Life newsletter, where we give you access to even more information about how we have more business and more life. And then please let us know in the comments. And if you're on our newsletter, reply to that newsletter and send us notes. Let us know what you wanted to learn. Let us know what you think. Tell us your aha moments. We love hearing from you and we actually respond. Go figure. It's not all robots over here. We do use AI, but we're still a bunch of humans over here doing good stuff. So we love you all. Remember, everyone, choose gratitude and create freedom. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenoplaton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenoplaton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenoplaton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.